So while we're waiting, anybody have any questions about the materials?
I just wanted to clear up inadvertence. It's no longer a requirement, but is it still something that's taken into consideration?
No.
Not even at all.
No.
So don't even worry about it.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Good.
It's over. Done and over.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Finally, some clarity.
And then
never a good idea.
And I also had a question about inventory.
Yes.
Searches. So I had a question about the discretion of the officer. Okay, so there has to be procedures in place that give the officer zero discretion, or within those procedures they can have some discretion. I was a little bit confused at the way something was worded.
Yeah, it's kind of ambiguous or difficult to follow. There must be procedures that give guidance to an officer, and if they're given discretion, they must have guidance as to how to exercise that discretion. How much guidance and how much discretion is unclear. So it doesn't have to be all or nothing, like all open or not, open to all containers or not. And it has to be something that does not allow the officers to engage in general warrantless exploration. So the note covering that is pretty clear in terms of where the court is, which is some ambiguity. Good question. One of the things that I find over the course of time with students dealing with this is that they don't recognize that there are two decisions that have to be made for an inventory, particularly of a vehicle. One is whether to tow the vehicle. There must be a policy on when that can be done or must be done. Once the vehicle has come into the possession of the police, according to that policy, then there must be a policy with respect to inventory. Good questions. Mina?
So, I'm a little confused on how exactly we can use the Coolidge case. Because it was not a majority decision, and it was a plurality decision with respect to the vehicle being searched on private property. So their basis was that there was no...
Who's there?
The
You're just like my wife. She always says, he did this to him. And I say, who's he and who's him?
Exactly. I should have learned to stop using pronouns by now. No, that's really one of my weaknesses. But, okay, so the court's plurality, the court's plurality decision, we said there was no exigent circumstances to search the vehicle. So does that suggest that...
But exigent circumstances is a different issue from access to a vehicle on curtilage of the vehicle owner. So you know that curtilage question is before the court right now. So hopefully, in the case that they're deciding, which one is it? I can't remember whether it's Collins, Carpenter, or Byrd. I don't think it's Byrd. Byrd is the automobile rental case. So anyway, in one of those cases, they're going to have to take up the issue. Now, the state of the law right now has nothing to do with Coolidge. Coolidge plurality carries no weight whatsoever. But it has to do with the Kilgore and LeBron decisions by the Supreme Court, which do not address entering the curtilage of the owner of the vehicle under the vehicle exception. It seems to me the likely outcome of the issue will be to approve access for the vehicle exception depending on the location in the curtilage. If it is far enough removed from the streets and very close to an area of the curtilage which is very much involved in private activities, then access under the vehicle exception would probably be found inappropriate. But the mobility of the vehicle, coupled with its easy access to streets and highways, makes it seem to me to warrant justifying entering into the curtilage to some degree. The other consideration is the recent decision involving the dog sniff on the curtilage, which case the name escapes me.
It was that the one where the officer went to knock, but he stuck around until the dog?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it Emilio?
Hardiness.
Hardiness.
Is that how we say it?
Hardiness.
Hardiness.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. So I hope that answers your question.
It does. I just wish I had a case that said that dealt with the proximity to the street where the proximity, the car moving towards the street and it's getting closer.
Well, why do you want that? You got a case like that?
That's yeah, for problem, one.
Problem one.
Oh, okay.
No. These are very targeted questions he's asking him. I'm listening very carefully.
And honestly, the car searches, the vehicle searches was what I was most confused about entering into this reading. I think I'm pretty much clear on it now. I have one more question.
Hold on one second. I want to just a minute. Okay, so Carpenter is the cell tower case . Bird is the car rental . It's Collins that's the the pertinent case. Okay. Question?
Here's my question. If, according to Acevedo, if police officers have probable cause to believe that contraband or evidence of a crime is somewhere in the vehicle, they can open any container, even if they have to force entry to the container, they can open that container and search it on at the scene.
At what?
At the scene of the search. Or at the scene of the...
Does your question pertain to where the search must take place or whether they can open a container?
Whether they can open a container.
As long as the container is one which could be holding the object for which there is probable cause. It must be qualified as to that. So they can search. If they don't know where in the vehicle the object of their search might be, they can search anywhere where it might be. And if they come to a container, open, closed, locked, or not, they can open it if it is a container that can contain it. They could do this on the scene or later. How much later? It can't be forever. It's got to be a reasonable time. But they certainly can take the vehicle back to the station. They can take it to an impound lot. They can delay. So that's clear. She was first.
So, yeah, to tail off, do you have a...
Yeah, I was going to tail
like,
off that, but
yeah, I want to clarify. So when the police watch a suitcase being put in the trunk of the car and they know it's exactly in the trunk of the car... They're not able to. Is that your question, Keisha?
No.
I'm still confused about that.
Well, I'm laughing because that gets back into the issue of Sanders versus Chadwick. Come on up. Thanks for the text, by the way. Chadwick has been overruled, but Sanders has not. Or did I say that wrong? Sanders has been overruled, but Chadwick has not. So the question of whether, if you get a case just like Chadwick, whether the police could wait until the car starts to go and now they've got the vehicle exception, I think the court would uphold that. I think that Chadwick is a dead letter, even though the court hasn't specifically overruled it. Okay? Keisha?
Just talking about the containers within vehicles. So, let's say that there was an armed robbery and there was a sawed-off shotgun was used, and they pull over the car and they're looking for that sawed-off shotgun. So they're only going to be able to technically look in a container that could fit a sawed-off shotgun. Like
yeah.
If they find a paper bag that has drugs in it, the little folded-up tiny paper bag, that's not going to be part of their probable cause.
I would say you're right.
So that would be.
But don't forget, a sawed-off shotgun could be very small. Depends on how much of it is sawed off. So, based upon the description of what they're seeking, some containers which might not otherwise seem to be able to hold a weapon might. Yeah. Mina?
Yeah, okay, so I guess, so if they could say that they were looking for bullets, and that would be completely valid.
Say that again?
So they could look in a paper bag. If they were looking for a...
Bullets.
Yeah.
Sure, ammunition.
Yeah. That would be completely valid.
Completely what?
That would be a valid search if they searched like a small little tiny compartment.
Yes. Until they find it, and then they got to stop.
Sorry to interrupt. I got distracted. What would you like on the recording?
This discussion, probably, and that's all.
Okay.
I'm going to make some announcements, too. So probably another 10, 15 minutes at most. Okay? Thank you very much. By the way, I had to unlock the doors today, and I'm not sure I did it the right way.
Okay. I will check them out.
Okay, other questions? All right, first of all, The performance level for the quizzes leads me to give a prize to Rashan. So, would you like this?
Oh, is it a USB?
It's a thumb drive, yeah.
Thank you.
You can wear on your... She did the inventory quiz perfectly in 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Wow.
That was like at midnight, too.
I don't know how anybody does that so fast, but there you go. Okay, next thing is...
I was really shocked, too, by the way. I thought for sure they were all wrong.
Next thing is, well, I mean, I really don't know how you could get it done that fast. I couldn't even read it that fast, you know?
I'm a super fast reader, though.
Okay.
I'm a very fast reader, but the incentive to not be awake past 12:01 was really high, let me tell you.
What, do you turn into a pumpkin?
I turn into a zombie that coffee can't fix, so it's okay. A very high incentive.
All right, next thing is, I don't know, I didn't put into the syllabus any indication of when the midterm would be. And I realized that today, and so I've been studiously figuring it out. So my current projection is that the midterm will be on Friday, wait a minute. Just one second. I thought I had come to terms with this.
That's not midterm. That's 3/4 term.
Okay, Friday the 9th of February. It will be a 40-question multiple choice midterm that has a time limit of 90 minutes. It'll be administered online during a window of time. Now, that's a day we have class, so I would propose that we set the window for a time period after class. Craig needs to be available during the time that everybody takes the quiz in case there's some malfunction of the servers or on your end with Wi-Fi or whatever it might be. So he's available for you all to contact to deal with an emergency. He has requested that we have a window of 4 hours. So I would propose a time after 12:30 of 4 hours duration if we can work it out. Keisha.
Oh, never mind. We can do it.
Well, our class will...
Oh, it doesn't until March. Yeah. We have class from 1:30 to 3:30. About four of us have class until 3:30
okay.
That day.
So we could start it at like a window of 5 to 9. Would that work?
Yes.
Michael, you're grepsing over there.
Just social plans, but obviously school comes first.
on the 9th of February?
Is that February 9th?
Barrister's Ball, right?
It is Barrister's Ball.
That's what?
Barrister's Ball.
Which, of course, school comes first, so that was just like my natural reaction, but if that's what works for everyone...
Well, wait a minute. When is the Barrister Ball?
I don't know when it starts, but...
That night, it probably starts around 8.
How many of you have the class that goes until 4:30.
3:30.
It's the
four
one,
of us.
1, 2, 3, 4. if we started it from 3 and put a time limit of 7, would that be okay for those of you with the class?
Yeah.
It's only
90
minutes.
And it's
90. 90 minutes, 1.5 hours. What are you? You're not worried. You'll do it in 3 minutes.
That I won't do in 3 minutes. I'm just trying to make sure I can get home in time
for
that.
Yeah, that's the same thing for me.
Far drive. It's a full car drive for us. You live over by me, right, Helen?
Where do you live?
Where are
you? Oh, no, I live a little closer. I'm in North. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well...
Barrister's Ball doesn't start till 10.
Oh, okay.
Oh! Then let's do the 5 to 9.
Yeah, because everybody getting home from class is way more important than obviously something after.
No pregame.
So.
Thank you.
That okay?
Yeah.
That's what
take
I
that
will
long
propose.
To do your hair anyhow.
No. All I did was what he said later. I went like that. I wasn't meaning to like, get into the discussion. But, now, obviously, their class concerns is way more important than what happened after.
Well, but I want you to go to the barrister's ball. I mean,
I have tab practice from literally 5. I'll tell him.
You use that as an excuse for everything.
No, we practice Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Okay, so I'm going to call it that. And I'm going
to
notify. Now I have to clear it with Craig Gold. Okay, any other comments, questions? Concerns. Okay, I wanted to let you know the 4 problems this week is very unusual. And frankly, covering the material that we're covering this week has been difficult to do everything, both in the traditional class and in this version. But I want to assure you, we don't have 4 problems again. In fact, I think we have 2 almost all the remaining sessions. So you'll be back to something that's much more easily divided among you. So this week, because we have 4 presentations, I want to impose a time limit. Plan to have your presentation honed down to about 10 minutes. I mean, I'm not going to time it and cause you to stop mid-sentence, but if we don't limit it to about 10 minutes, we can't possibly finish. And frankly, these problems really get us into the materials in a great way. Not that all the problems don't, but I'm pretty confident that you'll get a lot out of it. So let's break into prosecution and defense.